following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. I was going to say good to see you, force of habit. Good to be seen, Refuge Family, for fireside chat number 12. We're going to hear a timely word today from Pastor Jonathan Trask, as we have a couple Jonathans. And Jonathan is the director of our Refuge Family Ministries, which includes the kids ministry. And I just want you to know that as the different pastors are sharing each of these weekdays with the chats, that these are, in the truest sense of the word, a timely word. These are prayed about. What is a word for the folks today, for now, the message for today? And so I'm glad you're tuning in. I'm glad you're allowing the Lord to encourage you through this. And also, I'm glad that you're feeding your soul the meal of the Word. And we've talked about this before, that keep pouring in the meal, because there's lots of poison in our heads from misinformation and too much of a certain kind of information. And we need to pour in the meal of the Word. And so that's what we're doing here today. That's what Pastor Jonathan will be sharing. Last word before I turn it over to him, as it relates to food again, but physical food, not spiritual food. On the physical side, we have lots. The Lord has been blessing, and so we have so much. And Refuge Family, Mondays and Tuesdays, 11 to 12, that's for you. And so if any hours have been cut, things are just looking a little tight, please avail yourself of this. We have lots of food for you. So get the word out on that. And right now, let's listen. Jonathan.
All right. Thanks, Alan. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It is good to join you in your home with you today. So, hey, today I'm going to be teaching or just talking out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's a very popular passage that I know that many people know, but I'm going to maybe pull something out of it that we don't think about too often. I'm going to read the first couple verses, talk about a concept that I think Paul is sharing here, and then we're going to go on and read through the description of what he talks about love. So let's go ahead and begin. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says this: "Though I speak with tongues of men, of angels and angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing." Paul's brilliant. The wisdom that was given to him, I think, was the wisdom of God. It was a wisdom that the Spirit gives. And I think what he opens up here in the first just three verses is he really kind of puts out a concept that if you're not paying attention, you may not catch it. We're going to talk about two different words. We're going to talk about the idea of essence, the essence of something, and then we're going to talk about the form of something. The essence being what something is made of, the substance of what something is made of, and then the form being the thing that that substance is formed into. I brought my coffee cup mug with me today. I'm drinking tea today, trying not to have too much coffee, keeping me awake at night. This is an awesome coffee mug made of steel, keeps my drinks hot, keeps them warm or cold, and this thing has some structural integrity to it, a lot of integrity to this mug. I can pour all kinds of liquids into it, and I can drink out of it, and that's because this is made of a very good substance. It is made of steel in the form of a cup, and I know it's reliable, and I love this mug right here. Well, here's the thing. That is something where the substance is in the form of something. I made something for us today, which I thought would be good, is something of similar fashion. It is, this is not made of toilet paper, it's just regular paper. It is a paper cup. Now, they're both cups. They're both cups. One cup has a very good substance to it, and the other cup's substance is weak, but yet the form of the cup is very similar. I worked hard to try to make these very similar to each other. This is what Paul's saying, is that we can have the form of what it looks like to follow Jesus. We can have the form of what it looks like to be a Christian, but we could be lacking the substance and who we actually end up being is really nothing. It doesn't matter. If you don't have the substance, though it was designed to be a cup, it can't operate as what a cup should operate as. And that's what he's talking about. So what is the substance that Paul is talking about? Well, he says right here, he gives description as to what the substance is. He says the substance is love. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely. Love does not seek its own. It is not provoked, and it thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, because love, the substance, the essence of the very nature of God and His Spirit, endures all things. It just endures all things. So why a timely word for today? Why is this a word that I wanted to bring today? We are in a time as a church and as Christians that I think many people are scared. I just got off the phone with my brother, who's a pastor down in Florida, who they're under a tornado warning on top of everything else that's going on. And we were having a conversation about this. And there are a lot of people who are scared. They're scared about the church. They're scared about the community because we have changed form. We have changed our form. We are not gathering together in a building at the moment. We are doing a lot of things online and through a computer. And as we think about that, as we change our form, we can be very worried about what's the future of the church. We're not connecting anymore. We're not doing what we used to do. I don't have my traditional approach to going to the place that makes me feel comfortable. Our form has changed. And that can make some people afraid. But take heart, because the substance, the very nature of who God is and who we are called to be people of substance, and that's the substance of His love. The form may have changed, but the substance, the very essence of God, is very much alive. The church is very, very, very much alive, and in many ways, because of the change of form in the way that we're approaching things, people are maybe discovering things that they haven't discovered in quite some time. So, Paul continues on in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I'm going to skip a few verses, but I think that this is a powerful word right here, and it's going to be verse 11. He says this, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put childish things away." This is why I think Paul was absolutely brilliant. Because if you study anything about child development, you understand that children have a very hard time separating the difference between substance and forms, between essence and forms, the abstract or the concrete. They have a hard time understanding those things, which is why they translate getting a big expensive gift as love, because they feel something in the moment. They can't divide between those two things. Paul is having a word for the Christians here, saying, be mature believers. Step into the maturity of your faith. your faith is not based upon the temporary forms that it takes, the traditions that you are used to, the normalities of your weekly habits and your weekly schedules. Your faith is not based upon those things. Those are nothing more than just the form of what is hopefully deep within you, and that is the very substance and essence, and the spirit, the nature of God, which is the nature of love. It will never fail. It will never go away. Take heart. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid just because we don't gather together. Rejoice. Be filled with joy, because now you get to discover how the substance gets to really take different forms in your own home, with your family. You get to be the church within your apartment, within your neighborhood, within your complex, wherever you're at. You get to be the church there. This building is not the church. It is not the church. You are the church. You're a part of a collective body of the church. And more so than that, we as Refuge are one part of that body around the entire world right now, where people are worshiping and people are singing. The church is very, very much alive. So for today, that's my word for you, and just a reminder that you want to be a person of substance, to be a person of character. Remember the definition of what that is: to be loving, to be kind, to be patient, to be faithful, to endure, to reach out to other people, not to be filled with pride or yourself, is to look out for the interest of other people. That is to be somebody of substance. Be somebody of substance and allow that substance to be the thing that rules your life. Don't be worried about temporary forms that will change from day to day, and especially right now, day to day or every 2 days or every week or so, we don't know what's going to be happening. But the one thing that we know is that the very substance of God never changes, the very essence of who He is, the nature of His Spirit, and that is love. All right, you guys, I love you. I want to pray for you, and I just pray that God fills your house today. All right? Lord, I thank you so much for everybody that just is in their house. Lord, wherever they're streaming this from, even if they're at work in the moment. Lord, if we want to lift up those who are working in situations, Father, that put them in kind of a dangerous spot, whether it be healthcare workers or emergency services, Lord, those who are out there making sure that we stay protected, we lift them up to you, and we just pray, Lord, that from our hearts, that really just the love for them will go out, Lord. And I pray for each of the homes and the families that are listening to this today, that spouses will love their husbands, wives will love their spouses, wives will love their husbands, husbands will love their wives, children will honor their parents, respect their parents, parents will spend time with their children, Lord, and may we be a people of substance and a people of your love, no matter what form it is that we exist within. In your precious and holy, holy name, amen. Amen. All right, guys. Pray you guys have a good day, and we will see you the next time that we see you. All right.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.